Hello?
I can speak to Mr. McIntyre, please.
Could I ask you to come, please?
Hi, Jason. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Hi there.
Hi, Jason. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Fantastic. Jason, I've just got to have a chat with you about your case here. Are you okay to have a quick 5-minute call with me?
Yes, that's fine.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Jason, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My name's Michael, Jason, as I said previously. My job here, or my role here as a senior investigator, is to get to know you, get to know your case, and then find out as much information from any, whatever relevant authority, whether that be local authorities, GPs, NHS medical records, just so I can gather as much information for you on your behalf.
Okay.
So we can boost your claim and obviously try and maximise the claim value for you. My job, Jason, is obviously, I've read your statement. It's not to drag up your statement at the moment. We're not going to go back over that. It's more to do with how being in care has affected you throughout your adult life, i.e. whether that's some form of depression, anxiety, PTSD, alcohol or any sort of substance abuses.
Yes.
So I can then obviously gather that information from the NHS, your GP, or any sort of rehabilitation centres, so we can present that to the Scottish Redress. I just want to justify what you've been through.
Yes.
So the Scottish Government and the Scottish Redress Scheme know. So that being said, Jason, and I am obviously sorry to have to ask you this, but have you suffered with any sort of depression or had any depression, anxiety, medication?
I do suffer depression. I do. I've had some medication in the past. I haven't got any medication now. So I'm getting older, so like I say, there's other traumas and things that came across as well. But like I say, I do have bouts. In the past 2 days, in fact, I've been pretty depressed. It affects my relationships as well.
Yeah, of course.
So
trust issues, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. You said there's other trauma. Obviously, you mentioned them as you're getting older. There's other trauma. Do you mind me asking what that is, Jason?
Well, about 12 years ago, somebody was in the care home that I was in, moved back into town, and he stuck a knife through me, so he did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately. So there's that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I had been a bit friendly with him. Yeah, I know. I moved into town. I thought I'd been all right with him, and even when I get out of here and things like that, but obviously I hadn't seen him for a long time.
Yeah.
And I went to help him, move stuff into his place, and that's how they paid me. So obviously
I hope I don't get
out of my pay packets
on Friday.
Yeah. So it's, well, he's obviously suffering. He was in care longer than myself. So he had to,
yeah.
Fair enough.
What do you think it was? Just, seeing you being around, you just brought back...
I don't know. It's possible. I hadn't done him any harm. When I came out of care, he'd been in my family house and things like that. In the past, when I was younger, maybe a few years after being in the care home. But as I said, I hadn't seen him for a long time. And then I moved back into town, and he was moving back into town, and met him by chance with somebody. And ended up helping him move some stuff into his house. And unfortunately, when I went to walk out, he had a big surprise, that's for sure. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that a rush to hospital, was it?
Yeah, both is, I ended up having to go to hospital, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's, obviously everything you've been through in the past you're helping somebody, you just, there's no way of knowing, you know, people's trauma, is there?
That's definitely, I'm realising that. I'm realising that, especially getting older. Because last year, the end of October, my mum passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
So, obviously, I've been suffering to that. But then when I was talking about it, I had nobody to talk to and I was out. I'm forgetting there's other people out there as well with various things like that at the present moment, you know. So,
yeah.
It's one of the things, you're getting older. Well,
you'll become a bit more reflective.
Yes, that's exactly the word, exactly.
It must be, obviously, you know, we all look back, but it must be a totally different mindset for you when you look back, obviously because of the atrocities that you suffered as a young boy, you know, the lack of trust in authoritative figures and authority, you know, these people you were in care, they're meant to have taken care of you, so to say, and you've just been let down.
No, that's exactly, because it's not long after I came out of the home, I ended up in trouble, and I regret basically running about in a way like with the wrong people, you know.
Yeah,
but my head wasn't totally there, because one minute I'm in there and back down, they'd been a riot in that home and everything, so there had been, you know, things that you're not used to being grown up with. It's definitely had an effect on myself. I've got a couple of brothers.
Relationships as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've got two brothers and a sister. We don't. It's even relationships with them is not good, and it was real horrible. I long as you know, last year, but that's just something that's been going for a good few years. And
was I in care as well, Jason?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know, do you speak or have you spoken about with each other about their time in care? Were they in care with
you?
No,
they're something, they don't talk. No, they don't talk to them. They don't talk about anything like that. And also, none of them are talking anywhere. I don't know if the other three are talking to each other for that. WhatsApp and things like that, but I just know that I've barely got to speak to my sister, I've only seen one of my brothers at the funeral, but I just don't go on, and it's mainly come back from then, because we still get on.
Everything stems from your childhood, Jason. Absolutely,
yes.
Every mannerism, every thought, every way of everything that you are today is because of what happened to you as a child, good or bad. It's like that with everybody. The problem or the issue that we've got is your childhood has been a million times worse than 90% of the other people's childhoods out there.
Yeah.
So you're carrying that
throughout adulthood. Yeah, it's good. It's periods. It was just obviously going in there, and it wasn't a good time. My mum wasn't going through a good time where she'd been living. She said, can you get any help? And one day I came back to school, and I had a social worker. So I think I dogged it a few times at school. And basically, we were told, we're getting in there, my mum needed a rest. But I don't think my mum realised what they meant by that, because she thought to try to get us back, she thought to get us back out.
Yeah.
So I don't think they actually really let her understand what they meant.
So
you know
she kind
mean?
Of fell into a trap?
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
There's her problem really was, we'd moved in a flat years ago, and at one point it was a nice flat, you know, some nice neighbours and things like that, keep the place in the ice and that, then obviously they move out and they get houses. Then there's other families that moved in for, you know, the coast was broken. Places became a bomb site. One of my brothers was assaulted underage through a woman upstairs and things like that, who ended up going to court. She's going through a divorce and things like that. She needed out the flat, and the social worker that here tried to help her get out there. And obviously they can see the difference in the flat and obviously going in there. And they've been ahead and gave her some sort of deal that she didn't actually realise.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I mean, and before my mum passed a few times, I had mentioned about, you know, like she'd been in care, because obviously I do think about it at times, and there's sometimes I do see some people who are obviously older who were also in, yeah, the care home. But the four of us wasn't all in the same one. It was me and one of my brothers, and my younger brother and sister was in somewhere else, I'm not sure where. I don't talk to.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? Like I said, it's all because of...
Things like you mentioned about alcohol, I've had bouts with alcoholism as well. And basically that's... it's blocking things out and things like that, but it's just not an answer.
Yeah.
You know,
A lot of people suppress these, you know, these memories with alcohol or substance abuses, or substances, should we say. The problem being is when you come off these said substances or alcohol, the problems are generally either worse or...
Yes.
You know, certainly haven't gone away.
No, that's it. You know, no, definitely, you know, like things that you're pushing, you're trying to push away, because there's some things like obviously... I've tried to push away so I don't think about on a daily basis or a weekly basis and things like that.
Yeah.
But things still surface back up because obviously you've experienced things.
Did you seek any sort of medical assistance for alcoholism or your alcohol abuse, or did you just sort that yourself?
Well, I still drink from time to time. Again, I don't drink round the clock, I think that. But still, like, there is at times I drink more than I would normally drink, and obviously spiralling more and more into depression.
Of course.
But I have mentioned...
Is your GP aware of it all?
I've mentioned about the trauma, things like that. I've actually got... I've been to counselling for things before. And at the moment, I've got an appointment on the 24th, but it's a phone call appointment to see if they can help me.
And where did you have counselling?
Well, in the past, I had it at Hope Bank Medical Practice, but I've not had that for a while. But I spoke to a doctor. Because I've been dealing there with grief with my mum passing away, but I also mentioned to him that the times I'm struggling with things, because I reckon I've got that post-traumatic stress disorder with certain things, and I've got this appointment again with one of the counselling people, which is to be on the phone call. Got that on the 24th, but that one's on the phone call, so then they're going to see if where they get me in for more, but I think I will need to be in for a few more.
Okay.
So if you can give me the counsellor's details or address, I'll write to them with your permission. I'll get your information from there. I'll get your GP's details from you, if that's okay, and with your permission, I'll request your medical records for obviously your antidepressants and stuff. I won't tell them what it's for. It's none of their business. I, as a law firm, I can request your information on your behalf. And also, I'll then do is obviously we'll use that as a mechanism to bulk out your statement. And obviously try and get you the maximum amount of compensation we can.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay. I haven't actually mentioned. I haven't mentioned about being in care to the doctor. I'm pretty sure.
All up, I have.
It's been a long time ago.
Because
when I've been talking with the doctor, especially the last time we had to get this appointment, I've got there. I'd been mentioning about my grief at the moment, and obviously certain things that attacked me. I didn't see he was in the home, maybe, and a couple other things. I've been struggling with at times for a long time. I have mentioned, but I've also got this that I've been struggling with a lot for a young time, and at times aggressive with my voice and things like that, in relationships and things like that as well. Not always, I know, but I have had issues, you know, and I know for me I'm the problem. You know, at times that I can not totally bad, but not. It's just things you don't want to talk about.
Yeah, of course.
Somebody, or if I did, I think I have once or twice, and you're worried in case they betray you.
Yeah, well, I heard them before they hear you.
So that's, you know, that's.
Yeah. So it all stems from everything you've been through. It, you know. Like you said, the bouts of aggression, let's get out of this before we can get hit, the lack of trust in people, it all stems from your childhood.
Yeah, definitely. I remember my mum last year, I don't know if it was August or whatever, there's a few times, because she's seen me at times, find it hard to deal with certain things.
Yeah, of course.
And as you said, I used to be a nice boy. I know I'm not my man now. I'm not still nice. It's just there's times this makes me withdraw. Now, the past couple of days, I've not left the house. So, thankfully, I love myself. It's like I wouldn't want to be speaking nasty or that, and I have spoken nasty to people. I've been ghosted, things like that, and it comes with that.
Have you got an appointment with you, Dr. Jason, about your current state of mind? Obviously, you're saying you're a bit withdrawn, so obviously you're not feeling fantastic. Have you booked an appointment with your doctor to have a chat with him? And I can't give advice. I'm not a clinical physician or a clinical
psychologist. No. I did speak to him because I had to get a sick note off him. So I did, and it was himself that referred me to see this counsellor that I've got an appointment with. So I have spoken to him personally. So I've got this appointment 24th. So I'm looking forward to that. Because I do need it. So I do.
Yeah. Well, it's between now and the 4th. We're not far off, it's the 24th.
Okay.
I'd still go back if I was you and have a chat with him. Obviously you being withdrawn and not going out of your house potentially isn't healthy, not certainly for your mind. It may be worth you having a chat with your doctor soon and just letting him know how you're feeling.
I'm thinking about phoning him up in the morning time. When I need a sick note again. Another thing as well, there's at times in my life that I've messed jobs up as well.
Yeah, of course.
And it's because of us. I'm happy to be doing the job. I'm grateful that if somebody's gave me a job and trying to do something in my life. Yeah. But there is times that I just feel as if it's so hard for me to go out the door.
My story is nowhere near as complicated or as harrowing or as horrifying as yours. But I split up with my ex-partner. My kids were young, and I've always been able to get myself back up when I'm feeling down. This time I couldn't. I just couldn't get myself back up. It was just it wasn't a partner thing. It was living away from my two daughters.
Yes.
So I went and spoke to the doctor, and he put me on some antidepressants. And I only took them for about 3 months, but they really, really helped me. So, I mean, that's not I can't give you any sort of medical advice, but
yes.
My advice would be just speak to your doctor as quickly as you can. Being stuck in a house for days on end isn't healthy for your mind. And yeah, if you need me, then just call me back on this number. I'll always be on the other end of a call for you. Obviously, I know your history, so you know you're not talking to, although you're talking to a stranger, you're talking to a stranger that knows your history, so we're always here for you, Jason, if you need us. Okay, buddy. Can I just get your GP's details, please? So I can write it to
yes. My GP's address is Coatbank Medical Practice.
Cold? C-O-L-D-N?
No, Coatbank, as in your coat.
As in cold.
Coatbank. Coat in a bank, like you put money in. So that's the one name. I'm going to think how to get it good.
Yeah,
so it's Coatbank Medical Practice. And I think that's One Coatbank Way. And that's in Coatbridge. North Lancashire.
And we believe it's in Coatbridge.
Yes, it is.
Spell that for me, please, Jason.
Coat again. Oh, I quote you've got on.
So, Coat to the Bridge?
Coatbridge, yes.
Oh,
all in one word.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so with your permission, Jason, I'm going to write to your GP. I'll get all of your medical records, all of your medication. And then in a few months' time, because it is going to take a while, just to let you know, Jason, I do want to obviously manage your expectations. I'll get the information from your time and care at Mitchell Street Children's Home. I'll get the information from your GP about your medication and your medical history. What I'll then do is I'll come back to you in probably anywhere between 6 and 10 months' time with the information. I'll be on call. I'll call you every month or every few weeks, Jason, anyway, just to make sure, you know, sounds like a welfare check. I'm not. I'm just having a chat with you. I'll let you know where I'm up to in my investigation, where I'm doing, I'm finding stuff, where I'm struggling to find stuff. We'll then continue to build the picture between us. And then we'll, once we have all the information and both yourself and I are happy, we'll then go back through all of your statements. We'll make sure that we haven't missed out anything. Obviously, we need to justify everything that's happened to you in the past. We'll then submit that finally to the Scottish Redress.
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you.
That's perfectly fine. Jason, just to let you know, obviously that's where we're going. Do you have any questions on the case going forward?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, Jason, I'm going to send you out a letter with all my contact details on all of our practice, all our law firm's contact details, any after-hour numbers. So if you're struggling or you think of something, I'll make sure somebody's on the other end of a call for you.
Okay, thanks.
So that if you need us, you call us. So that's us going forward. I do need you to run back through all of the information that you've currently signed with us and just to let you know exactly how our fees work. What other options are out there for you, Jason? Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Just to let you know, Jason, you were able to and are still able to take this case yourself and apply through the Scottish Redress Scheme. And what that would mean is, obviously, you would apply online. It'd be then down to you to find your own gather your own information, and run that case however you feel fit. And then obviously you then probably have to put some trust in the Scottish Redress Scheme to pay you what you're worth. So that's option one. There are other law firms out there that participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. That's where the government pays the law firm £2,000 to help a client like yourself apply for the Scottish Redress. I can't comment on how they run the cases.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is that they're paid by the Scottish government. We don't participate in that scheme. Jason, we enter into a private fee agreement with you. on a no win, no fee basis. We've got skin in the game with you. If you like, if you don't win, we don't get paid. We will charge you a private fee of a maximum 20%. Our fees are capped at 20%, including VAT.
Yeah, that would be the best option for me.
Okay, so you'll never pay us over 20%. You also have a 14-day cooling off period as well. You have the right to waive that, so I could, you know, I could start working on your case today. But that's entirely up to you. You can sit with it for 14 days, then we can start with.
No. I'd rather do that one.
So waive the 14 days.
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand the three funding options that I've discussed with you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Perfect. And you're still happy for me to continue?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. What I'll do, Jason, and I'll give you a call in a few weeks' time. I'll send you a letter out. You'll have all my contact details. You can call me back on this number. There's only me on this line. My other team are on different lines. But if you need me, call me back on this number. Leave a message and I'll call you straight back if I can't pick up straight away.
Okay.
If you need me for absolutely anything, Jason, you know, there's no stupid phone calls here. There's no silly phone calls. Just give me a ring.
Okay.
And I will either answer or I will call you as soon as I possibly can.
Okay, thanks.
Is that okay, Jason?
Yes, brilliant, thanks.
Perfect. Thank you very much for speaking to me today, sir. And listen, I hope you feel better. I would give the doctor a call if I was you as soon as you possibly could. And, you know, try and get out a little bit, try and get some fresh air.
No, I'll do it. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Lovely speaking to you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay.